This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Can join us 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl,
Melanie,
and Will.
And Will, you have been telling us about a guy from Michigan, Bradley Anthony Stepke, also known as Salt and Pepper on local Bitcoins, or should say, formerly known as Salt and Pepper on local Bitcoins. Yeah. He wound up getting arrested by some federal agents and charged with federal crimes for what Click on Detroit refers to as operating an unlicensed money transmitting business, which is not the actual text of the statute. But again, you went over the text of that. And according to FinCEN, which is the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, they say that Bitcoin is currency. The IRS, that's the Internal Theft Service, they say that Bitcoin is commodity like gold, silver, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You calculate a capital gain or capital loss at the end of the year based on whether you accepted these and it went up or went down. But again, I personally believe that the federal government likes having this, sort of conflicting definition, because then they can use whichever definition they want to when it benefits them. And you have an article that looks at this not just from the facts of this man sold $55,000 worth of Bitcoin to undercover agents over the course of six meetings, and here's what he's charged with. But this looks at it from sort of the legal standpoint of, did he actually violate anything?
Well, this comes from denbits.com, and the author is actually a Bitcoin a cryptocurrency trader himself.
Okay.
And he goes into the legal issue, and it says that here the authorities were able to obtain Salt and Pepper's phone number through a subpoena that led them to additional information and a claim that S&P was operating an unlicensed, unregistered for the activity conducted in exchanging Bitcoin and for cash, Green Dot Money Pack, and PayPal. So he had multiple ways he was bringing this in. Now, there was the Louisiana Lords case and a couple of other cases where they have done the same, the feds have done the same thing. Money Pack is one thing that they all have in common as far as the outside of personal meetups.
Okay.
They are all using
and
that for some reason.
Money
now, that
Pack,
could be
I
coincidental. But
I think, and I'm not entirely 100% positive, but I will double check here. I think Money Pack is one of those like prepaid debit card things. And yeah, a quick search reveals that Money Pack and Green Dot are the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
To where it's a prepaid Visa card, a prepaid MasterCard. You can buy these at CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens, a bunch of different stores. And yeah, it's a way that AML KYC, that's the anti-money laundering, know your customer thing, that can be circumvented, because
but
anybody can go. I could walk into Target right now, buy a prepaid Visa card for $50, and they're not going to say, we need fingerprints, birth date, social security number, this, that, the other thing.
Yeah, but they're not going to sell you one for $2,001.
But I go to Target and buy one for $50, and then I go to Rite Aid and buy one for $50, and then I go somewhere else.
Congratulations, you're structuring.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Congratulations, you're now structuring.
But well, the point is, you could wind up having $2,000 worth of these prepaid cards with nobody knowing who it was that bought any of them.
Well, see, the problem with Bitcoin is you can walk in and buy a $1,000 card, and then next month it's worth $3,000. And now the card company doesn't know what to do because they don't know who Daryl Perry is. That's the problem they're going to run into.
Well, I want to kind of slay some urban myths, you know, like the whole if you see a cop and you ask him if he's a cop, he has to tell you he's a cop or he can't throw you in jail. That's a myth. Well, here's another myth. Says that S&P said to his undercover agent.
I just want to clarify, they're abbreviating salt and pepper to S&P.
Yeah.
So they're not talking about the loan rating. So the S&P 500 thing.
Yeah. No.
So the first time you said S&P, I'm thinking that big, huge, giant corporation. This is an abbreviation for this guy.
Right. So this guy, S&P, salt and pepper, says to the undercover agent he's conducting business with that's in the sting, quote, "I'm just going to say this, and don't tell me what you're going to do with your coin, because if you do and it's something bad, then I can't sell to you."
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't tell people to lie.
It's not even that. You have to ask. According to the law, you have to ask. You have to know. Not knowing is ignorance is not a defense. In this case,
hold on.
Acknowledge,
I'm gonna play conspiracy advocate here. I don't want to say devil's advocate, but if I sell you a car and you tell me before I sell you the car, yeah, I need to buy this car so I can go rob a bank. I just need a getaway car. I'm not going to sell you that car, but if you just say, "Hey, Daryl, I want to buy this car," I don't need to ask you. Tell me everything you're going to do with this car.
Because a car is not currency.
Yeah, basically, because a car is not currency.
Right, but
it's even better.
A handgun isn't currency, but if somebody says, "I want to buy this handgun so I can go kill people," then you can't sell
that. Right, because they're saying, "I want this to commit a crime." If somebody tells you, "I'm going to use this item to commit a crime," then no, you cannot then sell them that
item.
Right,
what they're saying here is, according to the law,
the same sort of thing, if you don't know that they're going to commit a crime, you can't be held liable for you sold a car and they used the car.
You have to ask them the questions.
Under anti-money laundering laws, you can be held accountable.
So if they tell you, "I'm using this to fix the roof of my house," and then they turn around and instead buy 100 kilos of heroin, that's not your problem.
Exactly.
If you had no reason to know that. But you still have to fill out the forms if it's reportable.
Well, not just that.
Not filling out the forms.
He's not registered, so he didn't. But here's why that's important. If you come to me and you try to buy Bitcoin from me, and I say, "Well, what do you need it for?" And you say, and even if it's $5 worth, you say, "I'm going to buy a bag of weed with it." I am required.
You are not committing a crime.
Well, no, I am required by law to file an SAR report, which requires me to be registered.
Suspicious activity report.
Which requires me to be registered with the Financial Crimes and Enforcement Network.
So, are you sure that's not only for people who are otherwise required to be registered?
According to what this guy is saying here, the law itself basically says that if you are doing money, and if they're treating Bitcoin like money,
which FinCEN is
in this instance, then even if it's $5, if we are having that transaction, and me as a business doing this with you, then I got to write the paperwork out. You have to fill out the paperwork,
right, but I'm saying
which means you have to register. So if you're not registered,
like
you
that
can't
would be a rule
fill
for
the paperwork
for
out.
So, right, this seems, and I see what you're saying, and I think Melanie's understanding is, going past what you're saying here. It's akin to when a couple of friends of the show several years ago were down in D.C. selling some lemonade, and they were charged with vending on Capitol Hill without a permit, but there's no way to get a permit to vend on Capitol Hill, so ultimately the charges wound up being dropped for them. But in this case, whether you're registered or not, they say, here are the requirements for filling one of these forms out. Doesn't matter if you're registered as a money services business or not. Here are the requirements. If you don't fill out these forms, then we can get you. If you fill out these forms and then you're not registered, well, then you just snitched on yourself and we're coming to get you. But I think the reason that people have bought into the I can't know what you're doing with this is because the first few people that got busted for selling Bitcoin, it was because the undercover said, I need this to buy drugs.
Yep.
And they went ahead with the sale, and so they were then charged with the conspiracy to drug traffic.
Ignorance is no defense.
More on this, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word RADIO77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text RADIO77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO77 to 42424.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Melanie,
and Will.
And we've been talking about the Michigan man that wound up being charged with federal charges of basically operating an unlicensed money services business. His name is Bradley Anthony Stipke, also known as Salt and Pepper on the website Local Bitcoin. Now, just want to clarify here that Bitcoin in and of themselves are not illegal. Cryptocurrency in and of itself is not illegal.
Buying or selling any amount in excess of $1,500 without reporting it to the government.
I think you can buy more than $1,500.
You just can't sell more than $1,500.
But if you're selling with the intent to profit as part of a ongoing business something, and what we say here is not legal advice.
Right.
But... you can use Bitcoin online to save money when you're doing your shopping. And, Will, you've been saving a bunch of money over at saveatpurse.com. You've been buying, what, computers, TV monitors?
A new television that came complete with wall mountings. We've bought books for the library, books for the children's library, toys. Bought even Islamic clothing and like leather socks. I mean, just stuff that you wouldn't even think that you could find on Amazon.
Hold on. What is a leather sock? I've never heard of such.
They're called hoof. And it literally is a leather sock. It's a sock you pull on your foot that's a little over ankle high, and it's made out of leather. And on Amazon, they have something I've never seen, which is different colors of them. So you can get them in green leather or blue or orange.
And you put those into an Amazon wish list, import the wish list there at saveatpurse.com. And what sort of discounts are you getting?
At least 15%, if not 20% on everything. We bought a nice, a cherry platform bed that we got $50 off, $47 and change, but I mean close to $50 off of a bed, a platform, a king-size platform bed that should be here any day.
Excellent, and you're saving a bunch of money. 15, I've been using it for a couple of years. I've saved several hundred dollars. SaveAtPurse.com. Now, some people will say, what's the catch? Well, you fund the account with Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, and that's how you wind up saving, because people are buying the Bitcoin at a markup, and you get the items, and everybody winds up being happy. SaveAtPurse.com. Now, let's jump back into the article here from DenBits about the Michigan man, again, Bradley Anthony Stipke, also known as Salt and Pepper. You've just been abbreviating S and P because that's how it's written in the article here, where this investigation had been going on for quite a while. Back in 2015, he told an undercover agent, quote, I'm just going to say this, don't tell me what you're doing with your coin, because if you do and it's something bad, I can't sell to you. Now, part of what he said is factual. If the guy says, I'm going to buy this and then do illegal things, he can't make that sell. Now, what the article here says is that not only can't he make the sell, but he's then under FinCEN regulations required to fill out a suspicious activity report. And, well, since he's not a registered money business with FinCEN, he would be snitching on himself as, hey, I was doing some money services things, here I am. It's this, I don't want to say a legal gray area, but it's kind of, he's between a rock and a hard place.
Well, you have to be registered with this federal commission in order to file the report. You have to file the report if you have any suspicion.
Right. Everybody is required to file a report if XYZ.
If someone comes to you and buys more than $2,000 worth of Bitcoin, you have to file. If they buy more than $10,000 worth of Bitcoin, there's another place you have to file. And at $3,000, there's a third place that you have to file. So there's three different thresholds and two different government documents that you have to file to a single government agency that you have to be registered as a business with in order to file the documents to begin with.
Right, and let's continue on here. And Will, you were actually saying, you know, like you need to dispel the myth of the whole, you know, sort of don't ask, don't tell. And again, I think part of this came about because back in Florida a couple years ago, there were the pair of guys that wound up being arrested for, you know, selling Bitcoin. But really, they were arrested on some kind of conspiracy to drug traffic because the undercover said, hey, I need this to buy drugs online. And they're like, yeah, we don't care what you're doing with it. Give us money. Here's Bitcoin. So let's jump back into the article here.
Well, basically what it says from here on is that, unfortunately, he is charged in a federal court because had it been the state of Michigan, according to the state of Michigan, he's not violated any laws that the state of Michigan have. And again, like you said before, with the United States, you have conflicting positions of two federal agencies, one saying it's a currency or will at least be regulated as a currency, and the other one saying, well, but we're going to regulate it as a currency but tax it as a commodity.
Right. And then you've got a third entity that we've not even talked about tonight. We did talk about, I think, on Friday. The Federal Elections Commission, where they say you're allowed to take it and it's an in-kind contribution until you want to use it, and then you have to sell it for cash, and then it becomes cash, and something.
But to sell it for
something,
cash, you need to register with the financial services and file
no,
all of your proper reports.
No, you can convert. I could go to, you know, Coinbase right now and convert some of my Bitcoin to cash, and I don't have to register. Coinbase, who's doing the transacting, they're that third party. They register.
But they don't have to register because they're in Finland or something like that. Because
no, Coinbase is...
They're
local Bitcoins.
Legal.
Local Bitcoins is
right. No, I'm saying Coinbase.
Yeah, Coinbase
I could
is in America.
Go to Coinbase and convert Bitcoin to my bank account. I don't have to register as a money business because I'm not converting it for the purpose of business. I'm not converting it for the purpose of making profit. And that's where they're hitting some of these sellers on local Bitcoin. And again, this guy, over the course of six different meetings with undercovers, sold 55,000. So they've got the, well, you repeatedly sold, so therefore there's a pattern, and it appears
criminal activity, yeah.
Well, it's just, here's a pattern, so it appears as though you were doing this as a business because you did it more than one time. If you only sell something one time, that's not a pattern of, oh, you're selling this for the purpose of making profit for doing business. This is not your job. It's you sold something one time. And again, you know, the feds are going to go where? To the federal court. And the federal court's going to interpret federal law in the manner that's most favorable to the feds.
ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPur.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Then consider joining Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It can be private. It is easy. The fees are low and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why. Talking about Bitcoin and one specific individual that was busted for selling some Bitcoin and not having the FinCEN paperwork and registrations and whatnot, and then not filing the suspicious activity report when he wound up selling a certain amount of the Bitcoin. And again, from a legal standpoint, if he were charged under Michigan state law, then it appears as though he would be not guilty. But because he's charged under federal law, and it's going to a federal court, and the federal prosecutor is probably going to convince the federal judge not to let this guy bring up any of Michigan laws or any of the other stuff, then he's, well, it's not a legal term, but he's boned. And, you know, he's going to wind up going to jail for some period of time, unfortunately. And then who pays for that? Yeah, that's right, you and I. We're the ones that are going to be paying to lock this guy in some federal jail somewhere.
Yep, we're going to house him, we're going to pay. And the guy was probably paying his bills. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, buying and selling Bitcoin is a way to pay his rent. And because of the fact that he was paying his bills, we're going to throw him in the can.
Right.
And he wasn't selling drugs. He wasn't selling children.
And then he's no longer going to wind up being a productive member of society. And instead,
he's got a welfare cost.
Yeah. You know, going to wind up. What's the average cost of keeping somebody in a federal prison?
$40,000 a year, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So from productive member of society to costing $40,000 to house, feed, and clothe. Now, let's, you know, stay in the sort of crypto sphere. And Ron Paul actually had some interesting things to say over the weekend. Listeners of this show are probably familiar with the former congressman, former presidential candidate, three-time. Don't pay attention to just what the Republicans tell you. Ron Paul was a three-time candidate for president, twice as a Republican and then once as a Libertarian back in 1988. But, you know, because, oh, well, that's just the Libertarian, so that doesn't count. Well, no, it still counts. Still counts. He was a three-time presidential candidate. But again, he was interviewed over the weekend. And let me actually just jump into the article. This does come from news.bitcoin.com that we referenced earlier. He explained, quote, there's too much surveillance already on how cryptocurrencies are transferred and how the reports have to be made by the exchanges to the IRS. And again, this is basically what we were talking about with the guy out of Michigan. Actual name is Bradley Anthony Stetkew. Username on local Bitcoin was Salt and Pepper. Bitcoin.com continues, Dr. Paul may have been referring to the IRS attempts to compel popular Bitcoin exchanges such as Coinbase into handing over names of customers in an effort to prosecute possible tax evasion. The San Francisco-based company has refused the IRS request. Also, the interview with Daniela Camboni, editor-in-chief for Canadian outlet Kitco News. Dr. Paul noted how the trend seems to be one of the government waiting until something grows successful enough and then attempts to severely restrict it or punish it. He said, quote, if Bitcoin is a really good deal and a good process, rest assured, the government will be looking at it very carefully. Government's interest in Bitcoin makes me a little nervous, he says. People should be very cautious, he told Ms. Camboni. As for crypto, or rather just currency competition, not just cryptos, he says if people want Bitcoin and they want to use it, the government should stay out of it. Now, there are going to be, I'm pausing in the article here, there are going to be some people that say, well, the federal government is going to try doing to Bitcoin what they did to Bernard von Notthaus. And a lot of people think that Bernard was arrested and had the silver seized because he was competing with the Fed. But what he was actually charged with was he issued silver things that he referred to as coins that looked too much to an untrained eye, too much like something that could have possibly maybe been minted by the U.S. Mint at some point in history. Because it had a Statue of Liberty and previous silver dollars issued by the U.S. Met had a Statue of Liberty. It had the word liberty, and, well, silver dollars issued by the U.S. Met have had different words across the top. There's the peace dollar is probably the most famous of the different silver dollars that the U.S. Met put out that had a word across the front. So to somebody that, you know, was not an expert in coinage, might be confused.
They look like reserve notes. Yeah, if you're going to create your own currency, don't make it look like reserve notes.
Yeah.
Well, no.
I've got some. Well, I don't know. Maybe
things didn't look like the notes issued from the Federal Reserve, but the coins looked like something that could have come from the
U.S. Right, but it looked generally like, I understand that there's no reserve note at any given time in any given denomination that looked exactly like that, but it generally looked as if it was a reserve note.
Silver coin is not a reserve note. It's a silver
coin. Okay, well, no, because like quarters and dollar coins and back when they were issuing silver, those were all still reserve notes. So Federal Reserve notes, it was U.S., you know, more commonly known as U.S. currency.
Okay,
he made
right.
it to look like that.
Right, but the silver dollars come from the U.S. Met, not Federal Reserve. So different issuer, but I now understand the point that you're trying to make. Because the Bernard von Notthaus Liberty Dollar, they did have some paper thing that didn't look anything like any currency issued by any country that I'm aware of.
Now he's got the Trump dollar.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're trying to take down the Fed and compete with the Fed and you're a libertarian, so you're opposed to the Federal Reserve, why you would even want your product to look like a product issued by the gang is beyond me anyway.
Right. And,
but it's also a bad idea.
And another thing that he was charged with was basically encouraging fraudulent use of the Liberty Dollars, because people would just take these things to Walmart and plop it down and tell the cashier, oh, yeah, here's a $10 coin. And the cashiers, it was posted on the website. Walmart is the largest acceptor of Liberty Dollars. But I can guarantee you that Walmart corporate never knew that they were accepting Liberty Dollars, because people were just plopping it down. Here's a $10 coin, and the cashier doesn't know. Says $10 on it, and that's
Wait,
something
did
else.
Did it say $10 on it?
Yes.
He's getting into the fraud realm with that.
Right, and that's what he was convicted of, was fraud and counterfeit, because it looked too much like something. Your calls and thoughts.
And I mean
welcome.
Morally fraud, not the charge.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More here from Dr. Ron Paul.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you like the show and you're one of the podcast listeners, and we have a bunch of podcast listeners. Yes, I know, this is a radio show broadcast on about 170 stations across the country, but a lot of people do like listening to that podcast version. If you're one of those people and you've not yet left a rating and a review on, say, iTunes, Stitcher, or some of the other podcast aggregating sites, please do that. Because that allows, you know, more people to find the show, because the way algorithms work to where, you know, shows that have higher ratings show up higher in search results. And again, it helps more people find the show. So again, leave a rating, leave a review. If you've already done that, thank you. We appreciate it very much. Talking about an interview that Ron Paul gave over the weekend to Kitco News. We'll jump back into that, where he was talking about Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, and he said that government should just stay out of it. Again, we'll jump back into that, but first to Skype, where we've got Parker calling in from Washington. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Melanie, and Will. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
So, the other night, or sometime, I think it was like maybe a week ago, I called in to talk with you guys about the May 4th Antifa, I guess we could call it a day of rage. It's either going to be a protest or a riot or a violent protest that turns into a riot.
It's probably going to be a riot, but what about it?
Well, some new information has come out from a number of YouTubers, one of which is High Impact Flicks, where he basically goes over how there's a secretive military exercise that's supposed to happen on the exact same day as Antifa's Day of Rage, where they're supposed to simulate or conduct a drill on the U.S. power grid, thereby simulating a quote-unquote very bad day scenario, where supposedly they're supposed to simulate a power grid collapse or a power grid blackout or something to that effect. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't heard anything about that specifically, but I know enough to know that there are basically secret military operations every day of the year. So it doesn't surprise me that there's going to be a secret military operation on May 4th. But again, if we know that there are secret military operations, are they really secret anymore?
Good point.
Right.
Now, one thing that is worth noting, and I'm not saying that anything will happen, I'm merely saying that something could happen. Or
right, well, something
happen.
Could happen tomorrow, and then somebody finds out, there was a thing that was planned.
Right.
It doesn't mean, and there are a lot of, and I'm not saying that you are a conspiracy theorist, but there are a lot of conspiracy theorists that they're like, the Las Vegas shooting didn't happen because somebody put an ad on Craigslist for seeking actors to work in Vegas that day.
Because nobody ever hires actors in Las Vegas.
Right, and then there's the people that say that nobody died in Sandy Hook. Nobody died in Orlando. I have friends that lost friends in Orlando. I have friends that live two towns over from where Sandy Hook was. They know the people that died.
They have people right now who are harassing the Vegas victims because they're assuming that they're government plants. So they're, like, emailing them at the hospital, telling them that they're horrible people and stuff.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying that everyone thinks this. I think that a lot of – there are certain people within the truth movement that look at certain events and say, we're not saying that nobody died, but we are saying that –
No, there are some people saying nobody died. There are also some people that call themselves truthers that say Antarctica doesn't exist and the Earth is flat.
Right. And
what's
and
the point?
People are clearly insane. But what I've always thought is that looking at 9/11, for instance, I've never made the point that no one died.
So, hold on. You brought up 9/11, so I'll go ahead and ask the question. If George Bush held a press conference tomorrow and said, this is how I pulled off 9/11 and I totally did everything, then does the USA Patriot Act automatically get repealed? Does the NSA go away? Do the troops stop bombing people in Afghanistan, Yemen, Somalia, Iraq? And what are some of the other countries that are being bombed right now by the U.S. military? Does all of that stop? If not, then what difference does it make whether George Bush did it or not?
Well, I think that the difference that it makes is that if you can show enough people, like, hey, this happened, you were lied to, this is the end result of believing those lies, and if you stop believing the lies, then you will stop endorsing the crimes that are.
Why not just point out they're spying on you? Here are documents from Edward Snowden that show that the NSA is spying on you. Why not just point out the things that we know and that we can prove? Why jump to
these
conspiracies
of
George Bush, you know, bombed babies?
You gotta remember that all the spying, the thing that caused all the spying, or the pretext was 9/11.
Right, but you just said, Parker, you just said that if George Bush announced tomorrow that he did it, the spying would continue. Thank you for the call. And this is, you know, one of the things, and I'm not saying that I believe every minor detail exactly happened the way some government agent said. There certainly are things that don't make sense, like how did the Syrian passport get found completely intact outside of the collapsed buildings? That doesn't make sense to me, But at the same time, it's not something that I'm going to harp on when there are things I can point to. Of there's a man in Michigan that got arrested for selling some Bitcoin. There's a man in Louisiana that right now is serving, 4 years in federal prison, Randall Lords, for selling some Bitcoin. There's a guy in Phoenix, Arizona that, in addition to selling some Bitcoin, also possessed some weapons and some ammunition. What? And he missed a court hearing like 20 years ago, so they said he's a flight risk.
And I mean, I think that it is important to point out that the federal government is not credible, but you don't do that by calling upon something that you can't prove. We can prove that the federal government is not credible. They've copped to things like MK Ultra, I can never pronounce that city, experiment.
Tuskegee experiment?
Tuskegee experiment. There's so much stuff that they said, we've done it. You don't have to make stuff up to be like, well, with my understanding of physics as an accountant, I think that the building should have fell this way.
They
like,
can't,
no.
They can't fix the roads, but they can keep secret all of the ways that they, you know, killed Kennedy with some shape-shifting lizard. Like, none of this, when you look at it as simply as they can't fix the potholes in the road.
Well, they have no interest in fixing the potholes in the road, though, so I don't know that that follows. But whether or not whether the feds did 9/11 or whether Bin Laden did 9/11, it doesn't really make that much of a difference to me. Some criminal gang, whether it was the U.S. or whether it was one of the ones in the Middle East, did 9/11. We know that. People were murdered. That's the important point. We also know that the U.S. government lies all the time from stuff that they've later admitted to. That's all you really need to know that they lie. Don't purport more than you can prove. There's no reason to do that.
Right, and now 54 years after Kennedy was assassinated, all of the documents were released, except for the ones that weren't, and the ones that were
were heavily
redacted.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
who expected anything less? I mean, seriously.
But the funny thing is, you know, like, what was it, a week and a half ago, Donald Trump said, I'm going to release these, and then very quietly on October 26th, except they're going to be heavily redacted, and a bunch of them aren't going to be released until they get further redacted.
Well, here's my question. If there's nothing to hide, then why are the CIA and the FBI so worried about making sure that they get to go through one more time and take what they want out?
Oh, because they claim that releasing the documents will reveal operations that are going on now. Why is there mention in the JFK assassination documents of things that are going on now? It makes no sense. Oh, yeah, something else that the feds have copped up to? Hiring people to import cocaine in the 1980s?
Yeah, I mean, the feds are currently...
This is Free Talk Live.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire, now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for Instafire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the Instafire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to Instafire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. Instafire. Fire in an instant.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.